special witnesses testify of the living Christ. Members of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are modern-day prophets, seers, and revelators who stand as special witnesses of the name of Christ in all the world. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verse 23. As such, they have the responsibility to testify of the divinity of Jesus Christ and of His mission as the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In the quotations that follow, these chosen and commissioned men share their testimonies of the Savior's atonement, resurrection, and living reality. President Thomas S. Monson, Jesus is our Redeemer. With all my heart and the fervency of my soul, I lift up my voice in testimony as a special witness and declare that God does live. Jesus is His Son, the only begotten of the Father in the flesh. He is our Redeemer. He is our Mediator with the Father. He it was who died on the cross to atone for our sins. He became the first fruits of the resurrection. Because He died, all shall live again. Oh, sweet the joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives, hymns number 136. From I Know That My Redeemer Lives, Ensign, May 2007, page 25.
President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. I am a witness. I am a witness of the resurrection of the Lord as surely as if I had been there in the evening with the two disciples in the house on Emmaus Road. I know that He lives as surely as did Joseph Smith when he saw the Father and the Son in the light of a brilliant morning in a grove of trees in Palmyra. I so testify as a witness of the risen Savior and our Redeemer. From Come Unto Me, Ensign May, 2013, page 25.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The Atonement and Salvation. God the Father is the author of the Gospel. It is a key part of God's plan of salvation, or plan of redemption. It is called the Gospel of Jesus Christ because it is the atonement of Jesus Christ that makes redemption and salvation possible. Through the atonement, all men, women, and children are unconditionally redeemed from physical death, and all will be redeemed from their own sins on the condition of accepting and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of this I bear witness with all my heart and mind. From Have We Not Reason to Rejoice? Ensign, November 2007, pages 19 and 21.
President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Jesus is the Christ. I know that God is our Father. He introduced His Son, Jesus Christ, to Joseph Smith. I declare to you that I know that Jesus is the Christ. I know that He lives. He was born in the meridian of time. He taught His gospel and was tried. He suffered and was crucified and resurrected on the third day. He, like His Father, has a body of flesh and bone. He made His atonement. Of Him I bear witness. Of Him I am a witness. From The 12, Ensign, May 2008, page 87.
Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. A Ransom for the Human Family. Jesus Christ is the centerpiece of the eternal plan of the Father, the Savior who was provided as a ransom for mankind. God sent His beloved Son to overcome the fall of Adam and Eve. He came to earth as our Savior and Redeemer. He overcame the obstacle of physical death for us by giving up His own life. When He died on the cross, His spirit became separated from His body. On the third day, His spirit and His body were reunited eternally, never to be separated again. From The Plan of Salvation, Ensign, November 2006, page 71.
Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. the central act of human history. The Savior's atonement was wrought in Gethsemane, where he sweat great drops of blood, and on Golgotha, where his body was lifted up upon a cross over the place of a skull, which signified death. This infinite atonement would release man from the infinitude of death. The Savior's atonement made the resurrection a reality and eternal life a possibility for all. His atonement became the central act of all human history. From the peace and joy of knowing the Savior lives, and signed December 2011, page 20.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, A Sacrifice for Sin. Jesus Christ endured incomprehensible suffering to make himself a sacrifice for the sins of all. That sacrifice offered the ultimate good, the pure lamb without blemish, for the ultimate measure of evil, the sins of the entire world. That sacrifice, the atonement of Jesus Christ, is at the center of the plan of salvation. I know that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Eternal Father. I know that because of his atoning sacrifice, we have the assurance of immortality and the opportunity for eternal life. He is our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. From Sacrifice, Ensign, May 2012, pages 19 and 22.
Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Savior guides his church today. The atonement of Jesus Christ was an indispensable part of our Heavenly Father's plan for his Son's earthly mission and for our salvation. How grateful we should be that our Heavenly Father did not intercede, but rather withheld his fatherly instinct to rescue his beloved Son. Because of his eternal love for you and me, he allowed Jesus to complete his foreordained mission to become our Redeemer. Jesus Christ, the Savior and Redeemer of all mankind, is not dead. He lives. The resurrected Son of God lives. That is my testimony, and he guides the affairs of his church today. From The Atonement and the Value of One Soul, Ensign, May 2004, pages 85 and 86.
Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Our hope, our mediator, our redeemer. Our security is in our Heavenly Father and his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. I know that the Savior loves you. He will confirm your efforts to strengthen your testimony so that it becomes a consummate power for good in your life, a power that will sustain you in every time of need and give you peace and assurance in these times of uncertainty. As one of his apostles authorized to bear witness of him, I solemnly testify that I know that the Savior lives, that he is a resurrected, glorified personage of perfect love. He is our hope, our mediator, our redeemer. From The Power of a Strong Testimony, Ensign, November 2001, page 89.
Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Drinking the Bitter Cup. In the Garden of Gethsemane, our Savior and Redeemer did not shrink from drinking the bitter cup of the atonement, and on the cross he suffered again to do his Father's will, until at last he could say, "It is finished." He had endured to the end. In response to the Savior's perfect obedience in standing strong, our Heavenly Father declared, "Behold my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, in whom I have glorified my name." 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 7. Let us glorify God's name by standing strong with our Savior Jesus Christ. I bear my special witness that he lives. From Stand Strong in Holy Places, Ensign, May 2013, page 51.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, God's Only Perfect Child. I know that God is at all times and in all ways and in all circumstances, our loving, forgiving Father in heaven. I know Jesus was his only perfect child, whose life was given lovingly by the will of both the Father and the Son for the redemption of all the rest of us who are not perfect. I know he rose from that death to live again, and because he did, you and I will also. From Lord, I Believe, Ensign, May 2013, page 95.
Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, I know the Savior lives. I declare my witness of and appreciation for the infinite and eternal sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the Savior lives. I have experienced both his redeeming power and his enabling power, and I testify that these powers are real and available to each of us. Indeed, in the strength of the Lord, we can do and overcome all things as we press forward on our journey of mortality. From The Atonement and the Journey of Mortality, Ensign, April 2012, page 47.
Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Christ fulfilled his mission. The Savior took upon himself the burden of the sins of mankind and the horrors that Satan could inflict. James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, page 613. In this process, he endured the fraudulently concocted trials and the terrible tragic events leading to his crucifixion. This ultimately culminated in Christ's triumphant resurrection on Easter Sunday. Christ fulfilled his sacred mission as Savior and Redeemer. We will be resurrected from death and have our spirits reunited with our bodies. I bear my apostolic witness that Jesus Christ lives and is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. He has provided the pathway to true happiness. From We Follow Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 2010, pages 83 through 84 and page 86.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Savior redeemed us. The Savior's suffering in Gethsemane and his agony on the cross redeem us from sin by satisfying the demands that justice has upon us. He extends mercy and pardons those who repent. The atonement also satisfies the debt justice owes to us by healing and compensating us for any suffering we innocently endure. For behold, he suffereth the pains of all men, yea, the pains of every living creature, both men, women, and children, who belong to the family of Adam. Ultimate redemption is in Jesus Christ, and in him alone. I humbly and gratefully acknowledge him as the Redeemer. From Redemption, Ensign, May 2013, pages 110 and 112.
Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Resurrection and the Life. Above all, we proclaim our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. All that we are, all that we will ever be, we owe to him. His words echo through the centuries. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Brothers and sisters, he lives. He is resurrected. He guides his holy work upon the earth. From Come Unto Him, Ensign, May 2009, page 80.
Answering questions. What does a resurrected person look like? After we have passed through this life, we will have our bodies glorified, made free from every sickness and distress, and rendered most beautiful. There is nothing more beautiful to look upon than a resurrected man or woman. There is nothing grander that I can imagine that a man or woman can possess than a resurrected body. There is no Latter-day Saint, but that certainly has this prospect of coming forth in the morning of the first resurrection and being glorified, exalted in the presence of God. President Lorenzo Snow in Conference Report, October 1900, page 4. End of the article, Special Witnesses Testify of the Living Christ. Read by David Shaw.